Let's begin our day and our week with some Civil War history. 154 years ago, in 1863, Abraham Lincoln wrote a letter to a general, General William Rosecrans. General Rosecrans was a commander of the Union Army during our Civil War. The letter was concerning the proposed execution of a Confederate soldier. Lincoln wrote this: "I have examined personally all the papers in the Lyons case, and I cannot see that it is a matter for executive interference. So, I turn it over to you, with full confidence that you will do what is just and right, only begging you, my dear general, to do nothing in reprisal for the past, and reminding you that we are not fighting against a foreign foe, but our brothers. Our aim is not to break their spirit, but only to bring back their old allegiance, conquer by kindness. Let that be our policy. Not to break their spirit, bring back those who are our brothers and sisters, and to do so in kindness." Clearly, Lincoln read and lived the gospel we just heard, because the gospel we just heard is the same teaching of our Lord to his disciples as to how to proceed with fraternal correction. Correcting others is not just a duty for the law enforcement or teachers or parents or coaches. Correcting others is a responsibility of everyone. We all have this responsibility towards others, towards our peers, which is difficult, but even more difficult, perhaps if necessary, toward our superiors. To do nothing and to say nothing when there is disorder is not Christian. Fraternal correction is everyone's responsibility. And it can also be an important way that we fulfill the commandment to love one another. Remember the two commandments of Christ? Love of God, love of neighbor. We can fulfill that commandment to love our neighbor with fraternal correction, if done in charity. But we all know there's a lot at stake, right? We've all been wronged. What do? We can lose a friend. We can lose a family member. And so that is why Jesus gives us today a progression of intervention. But he first tells us that correction is only when someone has wronged me, when someone has committed a wrong against us. Not against my buddy or my family member, but when I have been wronged. We don't correct somebody because we don't like their habits. We don't correct someone because we're annoyed by them, or we don't like their fashion or their personal politics or their religious beliefs. I must have been wronged. And when I have been wronged, Our Lord tells us to deal with it directly and to deal with it privately. That's the progression of intervention. One-on-one, bring some friends, and then bring it to the church. And if they refuse to listen to the community of the church, they are to be separated so that they may know what they've done. And this would bring them back. But it is all done with charity. And it all begins with prayer. That is why this gospel ends with our Lord saying, "Where two or three are gathered, I am in the midst of them." Just as we are praying now, our Lord is in the midst of us. So we've all been wronged. Our Lord wants us to deal with it and to move on. And when we deal with it, let's remember the sentiments of that great president to his general. Don't break their spirit. Remember, they are not enemies. They are our brothers and sisters whom we love. And do so above all in kindness. Amen.